ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. And finally, as I said, used to global warming getting better every day.
Yes, it is. I'm loving it. Yes, it is. Beautiful day, too, here on the eastern shore of Maryland. And too cold to go swimming yet, but soon. Soon.
Yeah, before you know it. You'll be summertime before you know it, and then fall again before you know it.
Yeah, I know. And then I'll be sitting here wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Well, let's not get quite there yet. Slow down just a little bit. But anyway, it is a beautiful day. I'm glad to be with you, Melanie. It's always fun to be with you. I do enjoy being with you, and I hope the folks up there enjoy us being together. And we laugh a lot, folks. You see that. We do. But we enjoy each other's company. We enjoy each other's ideas and thoughts, and we learn from each other. That's why Christians should be this way. It's the world's going to hell. But we can enjoy our trip nonetheless because we are Christ's people. But go ahead, Melanie. I'll shut up now.
Well, go ahead, because I don't want to talk about what gold did today. No, it's a great buying opportunity. We have gold down, a lot of pressure on gold. New York spot price after market down $10 at $13.05. We have silver down 16 cents at $16.24. Platinum was down $10 at $897, and palladium was down 20 at $950. USDX today, well, we all know that's stronger, and it was stronger by a lot, up 0.66 at 92.49. Crude oil is down 1.12 at 67.45. And you got to remember, folks, at least it's temporary with that stronger dollar, but multinational corporations aren't going to like that stronger dollar. I think the only one in the world that likes a stronger dollar is Larry Kudlow. I swear he's the only one that likes a stronger dollar, and that's because he doesn't even, he's still living back in the 80s, and so he needs to come out of the 80s and get into the real world here, and a strong dollar is not good for this government or for those multinational corporations. But in the meantime, you have the Dow. The Dow was down a couple hundred points earlier in the day. They brought it back down 64 points, 24,099. We saw the same thing, a recovery in the NASDAQ. It is now up 64 at 7,130. And the S&P was up 6 points at 2,654. You have 10-year yield. That was a little bit stronger on the yield, 2.98%, up 0.04. And we have it was green in the foreign markets. Hong Kong's been on a tear for the past couple of days. Everybody's kind of holding their breath, waiting for Apple is supposed to report after the markets close. You know, so I guess if there was any sudden shocks, it wouldn't impact the markets. And a lot of discussions on their the tax reform, how they will benefit, and because there's the corporation that has the most cash sitting overseas, and a lot of discussions on how they'll repatriate that money back into the United States. And they've got 8 years to do that, 8 years to repatriate their money, and they'll pay anywhere from 15.5% down to or 8%, depending on the type of asset that they have, whether it's cash or whether it's an illiquid asset like property, and so forth. They'll pay the 8%. And they don't get taxed on any foreign investment money. They'll save billions of dollars due to the tax reform, and highly unlikely you're going to see a lot of this or trickle down to the American people out there.
Eight years. Why so long? I mean, why so long? I mean, why are they getting so long to do that?
Well, I don't know why they chose 8 years, because also on the private side of the tax reform, our tax cuts are only good for 8 years, and then they fall off. So I don't know if it has something to do with the two terms. You know, if he chooses to go, I don't know why they chose 8 years. You know, I guess it was just how many years do we want to do this? How long do you think we can do this? And you know, they ran the numbers, you know, as far as, you know, when it would pay for itself, and you know, I'm sure the CBO had a lot to do with it, and you know, so supposedly it would be beyond my pay grade. But on the other hand, you know, you see some of the decisions that they make and some of the comments that they make, and I don't think at all it's beyond my pay grade, and you know, it just baffles me sometimes.
Yeah, really, it is.
It just baffles me.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it just baffles me sometimes.
Unbelievable. Hey, do you mind if I get something off my chest? Are you through talking about that? I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I did want to say one more thing about gold.
You go right ahead. Hey, it's your program. You help yourself.
I can say it later. I can say it later in the program. But there was an Egyptian billionaire, and he's chairman of the Orascom Telecom Media and Technology Holding Company, and he was interviewed by Bloomberg from Cairo this week. And he sees gold surging up to $1,800 an ounce very soon. He says the stock market is way overvalued. And he is, this gentleman is Egypt's second richest person behind his younger brother. And he is putting his money where his mouth is. He's investing half of his $5.7 billion net worth in gold. He says, in the end, you have China, and they will not stop consuming. He said, people also tend to go to gold during crises, and we are full of crises right now. Look at the Middle East and the rest of the world, and Mr. Trump doesn't help. And, you know, so he's made most of his wealth in the telecom sector, and, you know, $1,800 is, you know, a drop in the bucket, considering where I think it's going to be going. But on a short-term basis, this guy is betting. He's betting $2.5 billion that it's going to $1,800 relatively soon.
Wow. So, you know, and I'm amazed with Netanyahu saying he uncovered proof that Iran had not kept his bargain on a nuclear weapons deal. And whether that's true or not, I don't trust not Netanyahu. I don't trust Iran either. I don't trust many politicians at all. But I would have thought when that reported, that would bring us maybe closer to the idea of war. And I figured today gold and silver would take a good hike because of that
idea. Well, it didn't. And again, it just goes to show that no one is really paying any attention to what he's saying. I think everybody thinks that they will not pull out of the agreement. I think they'll leave the Iran deal alone. And, you know, everybody knows Bibi is, you know, under scrutiny for corruption. And, I mean, his dog and pony show, it was really kind of bizarre. It looked like a high schooler put it together. You know?
It did. That was one of the poorest presentations ever saw.
And I'm thinking,
amazing.
And then these people have millions of dollars to spend, and that's the best that they can do. it was so... It was almost insulting to the, you know, because you know he was doing it directly to the administration. You know, it wasn't to the American people. It was, and even if it was directed to the American people, is that what they think of the intelligence of the American people to put up a program that looks like a 10-year-old put it together? Maybe so.
It looked like a class project.
Yeah, it did.
It did. It really did. It did.
But so that goes to show you what they think of the American people, the intelligence level.
Well, you know, and I shouldn't say this, but I think a lot of people resemble that remark, if you know what I mean, in America today. They truly do. I'm amazed. And I know this has nothing to do with the world economy or anything, but I got to say this. I saw this, I thought, well, was on the news last night. You already know this. Stormy Daniels is suing Trump for defamation. Here we have a prostitute, a prostitute, a hooker, if you will, or the Bible calls him a whore, suing someone for defamation. Let that sink in a minute. How incredible is that? That she's suing. I'm not saying Trump's any better. I'm not the point. I'm not discussing his antics outside of what he's doing. But this woman is suing for defamation. Melody, how in the name of goodness can anyone not laugh at that? I mean, she's a paid prostitute. But you know what? It makes it even worse.
Well, they still have a reputation.
Oh, yeah, they do. I agree. They have a reputation. You're right.
They still have a reputation.
And she's going to dance in Fort Worth, Texas at a strip club, and people stood in line for 10 hours almost, hours early, to watch her dance. So what does that say? When Netanyahu sees this kind of stuff, maybe that's why he brought that before the American people. I mean, think about this a minute. I mean, she's suing for defamation. I mean, I don't want to sound nasty. I don't want me to sound mean, but she's a whore. And now people stand in line and watch her dance, and Netanyahu sees that and thinks, well, I wonder, maybe I can pull this over on American people. And I'll bet you a nickel that a lot of these people believe that, especially the Zionist churches who believe, you know, Israel's the end of all things, believe that. Nonetheless, that's the kind of people we have in America today. Not all of us, thank God, but I wonder how many other people saw that and thought, what? Besides me.
You know, that part didn't bother me. But you know what I thought was odd? They're only suing for $75,000. And I think you're right. If they would have went for $1 million, it would have been thrown out of court as a frivolous lawsuit. But at $75,000, maybe it'll make it, you know, maybe it'll make it through the courts, you know. But $75,000... Is that all she's worth, or is that...
Well, yeah, that's more than she's worth in my mind. Nonetheless, did you ever stop in our lifetime and think that you would see this kind of person being exalted as some kind of hero?
No.
Can you imagine if you a little girl or even teenager is growing up and somebody come out like her and said that she or Bruce Jenner decided to become a woman? Can you imagine what kind of... uproar that would have brought to this nation back then. I mean, the Beatles back in 1960 said they're more popular than Jesus Christ, and every station in the country quit playing the music. And now you can defame Christ, you can do all kinds of matter to blaspheme his name, but no one cares.
No one cares.
That bespeaks like of a nation that's lost has lost her moral compass. We have lost our compass in America. Our moral compass is over. It's dead. It's shot. It's kaput.
But and anyway. You know, when you lose your moral compass, it allows you to, it allows them to truly control you, to manipulate you, to make you believe things that, and people don't understand. You know, we all go to the polls to see who's winning in the polls, and so you don't get how they use those polls. They use those. Did I say pools? Polls. They use those polls against you. They use those polls so they know how to manipulate you. There's a program on television. I think it's called Bull. And he's an attorney, and he's got this he has all these computers. They analyze the jurists. And they can tell through the trial if they're going to win and what they have to do to adjust along the way to get the results that they want. You know, the not guilty plea at the end.
Yes, yes.
And that's what they do to the American people. They throw things out. They see how people react. They have all kinds of marketing tests and psychologists, and they set the stages to see how the American people act. If they react one way, that's what they'll go with. And, I mean, the people are just... So without that moral compass, there's nothing for them to guide them.
No,
say,
there's not.
Hey,
there is not.
Maybe they're lying to us, or they can't manipulate me.
Sam Adams, who was, of course, a revolutionary leader, made a statement, and I don't know, read it all, but he's part of it. Why the people are virtuous, that means moral, upright, righteous, they cannot be subdued. But when they lose their virtue, they'll be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Let that sink in a minute. We are, whether you like to believe it or not, are an enslaved, licensed, controlled, monitored, tracked, taxed people because we've lost our virtue. That's biblical, by the way. The people of Israel in the Old Testament lost their liberties when God sent in wicked leaders to rule over them because they forgot his laws. He sent wicked leaders to rule over them. They were oppressed in every way possible, including financially, Melody. Including financially, they were oppressed. So this is it's nothing new here. Our founding fathers could see it and warned us. And today we think it's okay for a prostitute to say she's been defamed. How do you defame a prostitute? How do you trust one? Oh, she's an honest prostitute. Really? Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't get me started again. I'll shut up on that and go somewhere else. I'm sorry. But that just, that's why our system's falling apart. That's why our dollar's worth nothing, because people are so stupid they don't know what real money is.
It's true.
They think they carry it in their wallet.
And I have some stats for you. 65% of eighth graders in American public schools in 2017 were not proficient in reading, and 67% were not proficient in mathematics. And this is according to the National Assessments of Educational Progress test results that was released by the U.S. Department of Education. And the results are far worse for students that were enrolled in some urban districts. Among the 27 large urban districts for the Department of Education, this was published in 2017, the NAEP test scores, the Detroit public schools had the lowest percentage of students who scored proficient or better in math and the lowest percentage who scored proficient or better in reading. Only 5% of Detroit public school eighth graders were proficient only in math. Wow. Only 7% in reading. Cleveland public schools, only 11% of eighth graders were proficient in, or better in math, and only 10% were proficient in better or in reading. In Baltimore schools, they were 11% and 13% in reading. Fresno, 11% and 14%. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then you wonder why. People want to know why we have a lot of the problems that we do.
Well, Charlotte Isherby wrote a book entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. You know that. You've seen the book, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes.
And that's what they made it work. We're going to break and see the time here. But I want to share something after the break, too, that kind of ties in with this, what you're saying. An uneducated people don't know they've lost their freedom because they follow anything man tells them.
Yeah. And we're going to tell them we're going to break. And that's the truth. And we'll be right back right after a few minutes. And that's the truth also.
We will find you right.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. truthandradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We still got the 90% silver dimes. They're AUB condition. They're close. These are closer to BUs. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we also have the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. We're selling those at 143 today. 143 today. So a great, still a great discount. The normal price on them would be 147. 147. So you're, and that's a lot for a 1/10 ounce product. So $143 for a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. Give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. And then you add a little bit of that 90% silver. So it's a great deal. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Going into the break, we were talking about schools and just how bad they have become. And you, before we move on, you had wanted to make a comment about
one more comment about that. Dr. Rush was a physician and psychiatrist. He's also a member of the Continental Congress, and he's also a treasurer of the United States for a while. But he made a statement. And I want to, this all ties together what we're saying about the schools and morality. By removing the Bible from schools, we'd be wasting so much time and money in punishing criminals and so little pains to prevent crime. Take the Bible out of schools and there will be an explosion of crime. Wow. Does that fit?
Certainly
does. Does it fit today? It certainly does, folks. It does. I mean, these people saw this. They warned us about it, but we still did it. An uneducated people are easily controlled and manipulated. Now go ahead, Millie. You go ahead. I'll shut up a minute.
No, that's, you know, I just wanted to bring it up. And you're absolutely correct. Easily manipulated, controlled. And this is what we're seeing. This is why we get all the programs coming out of D.C. We have the corruption in D.C. We have, and people just go along. They're sheep. I mean, you know, it's, you can see how they have, how they have pushed the agenda. And, you know, we woke up temporarily, maybe. I don't know yet. I haven't done my scorecard yet with this last election. I think the people believe they woke up. They woke up to, you know, because they're seeing the impacts. They are beginning to struggle. That's what woke them up. It wasn't the pep rallies. It was they were being woken up because they're working harder and harder and they're not getting ahead. So they're there, well, something's got to change. And they were open to someone telling them, telling us that they can do a better job. And I think most politicians, Butch, get elected on change and hope. You know?
Sure.
That's the only message they need to have is hope and change. And
yep.
So, but...
I know you want to say something about manufacturing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I had the financial report. We'll get back to a little bit of finances today. Well, what happened to my report? It just kind of... Hold up. What happened to it? Well... Yeah. I lost it. I'll have to go find it.
Okay, well... You find it, and I'll fill some gaps in if you want me to.
Okay, yeah, please do, because I have no idea where it went.
All righty. Well, you know, just another point of interest here. The credit card companies, hang in there, Melly, we'll get through it. The credit card companies are exploring ways to monitor gun purchases. And that will make them, of course, an arm of the government, so to speak, and who buys guns, whatever. This is a point of interest there. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting to see that credit card companies are going to start more or less monitoring what way of firearms. If I were you folks, I'd pay cash. That's what I do, and I try not to buy anywhere I have to register. I do that all the time. But nonetheless, this is my opinion. But now, Trump's afraid of midterm elections. Now, this is what it's been put out. Because he fears if Democrats take back the House, the Congress, that he'll be impeached. Now, that's what they're saying, okay? He wants to step up to protect, the Republican control of the House in hopes of avoiding impeachment debate, and that could very well happen. Now, if they go to impeach Trump, I don't know what that's going to cause. I have no idea. But it will cause unrest, and it definitely will affect the economy. So that's more fear in the people, I guess you could say. And we can see that does change people's thoughts on buying and selling and spending money and going into debt and purchasing different things. So if you're a Trump fan and you see he's maybe facing impeachment, that's going to bother you some. Melly, that can affect the whole economy. I mean, it can affect everything, but especially the economy, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. I mean, yeah, it all comes back to confidence. And when you have an economy that is pushed by, 70%+ in consumer spending, confidence is a big deal. Our world is based on confidence, faith, the faith that the U.S. government will pay its bills. They won't default.
And the whole world believed that and trusted us with the dollar for a long time. A lot of them are starting to figure it out. This isn't right. They're starting to pull out.
Now they've gotten so much debt. They have so many dollars in reserve in order to do all this international trade. And I think that's what eventually you're really going to see. I was reading up on China today about, because we were talking a little bit about why countries, buy the U.S. dollar. And a lot of it is to offset the deficits of trade because they pay their employees, their citizens, in their country's currency. So they bring in the U.S. dollar reserve currency. They buy the debt in order to, convert that to their currencies to pay the people. So that's what they have. And but now all your countries are just so deep in debt. So everything is just based on and backed by no real assets, just debt. Digits in debt.
Yep. That is.
What a great world. Right. Digits in debt.
It is. And to prove that, Illinois, the state of Illinois has been in a mess for a long time. They're just about on a junk bond grade. They're just about downgrade to junk. I mean, that's a fact. They really are. And, they're falling apart. They are going in more and more in debt all the time, but they're not doing anything to try to turn around except this. The state continues to operate as a deficit despite nearly $5 billion new taxes in 2018. So what did they do, folks? They raised taxes, $5 billion on the people of Illinois, and the shortfalls aren't being compensated with spending reforms. Instead, the state continues to primarily use interfund sweeps to make the general budget balance. The agencies don't expect any big reforms this year, and not with a stalemate that might ensue during this campaign season. Melody, instead of the raising, as all governments do, they're taxing the people to pay the bills, but they're not cutting back at all and still spending more than they bring in. Now, that is a definition of insanity, is it not?
Yes, it is. And
$5 billion taxed on the people. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And, people that hold their retirement accounts and a lot of, especially IRAs, where it's deferred, your taxes are deferred, thinking that, when you're older, you'll have a lower tax rate. Do you really believe your taxes go down? Believe that? No, taxes will never go down.
I can vouch for that. I'm older now. No, they don't.
No.
They
don't
do not. And if they cut tax somewhere, they raise somewhere else. They cut food tax here, so they raise gasoline tax. They do not do without their money. They will find it somewhere. That's all there is to it. And in Seattle, Washington.
Our taxes increase to pay for retirements for people where those that were responsible could manage the accounts. It's just, so how do people who are saving, trying to retire on their own, they get higher taxes to pay for other people to retire? I mean, it's just, it's insanity.
It's just all
really
annoying. It really is. But Seattle's wanting to raise taxes on neighborhood restaurants and food stores, and they're saying if you do that, you're going to make us go out of business or hire less people. So you're going to damage the city in the long run by doing that. But even beyond that, New York City, New York City, of course, is under a good mayor. You know that. I mean, he certainly is a good man. He's all about free enterprise and the Constitution. You know that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess you don't know that. Anyway, at the end of 2015, just before New York State hiked minimum wages, we warned that the price of food was about to surge as restaurant managers passed through rising wages to end clients. They passed on to the buyer, of course. Meanwhile, some restaurants, worried about losing their clients, opted instead to eliminate tipping entirely, that primary source of incremental wages for thousands of food industry workers. You know, Melody, waitresses and waiters don't make much money per hour. They live on their tips. You know that.
Yes, they do.
While hiking base prices as much as 30%, going towards higher payroll. And then they laid off a bunch of staff to compensate. So in the short of it is, when Blasio passed these new taxes in New York City on restaurants, whatever, food prices surged. People losing their job. There's less money to go around there, so to speak. And so, again, they're cutting their own throat, trying to raise funds and raise minimum wage and raise taxes, but businesses, I don't know how I'm going to say this, make it any clearer, Melody, businesses don't pay taxes. They pass one to us. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I do.
Businesses cannot absorb all these increases. They pass them on to the consumer, so businesses don't pay taxes. Oh, they pay billions, trillions. Well, that's what they show on paper. But you pay it when you buy their product. They cannot absorb it all. They, if they wanted to, they can't. They have to make a profit. That's what business is all about. No one goes in business to lose money. Well, except the government, maybe. But no one goes in business to lose money. They go in business to make money. So when you increase their costs, they pass the cost on to us, you and us, U.S., us. So people have to understand they cannot tax businesses that way and demand to pay another increase in minimum wage, because that goes right into the price they charge for the product. It has to. Well, remember Nixon back in the 70s tried to put a freeze on price increases. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And how well did that go over?
Not very well.
Well, it's not going to work now either. It goes on and on and on. But why can't people see that? There's no way that you can force private companies, you can force them, but you can make them pay more and raise the salaries, but that's going to mean the prices go up. That's called man-made inflation. The dollar's going up, is dropping fast enough, but man adds his part to it, it makes it even worse.
Yes,
any comments
will.
On that from a wise lady?
No, and again, people don't understand because they're not informed. They don't care to seek the truth. They rather be told. They don't want to learn. They want to be told. And they fail to understand what happens. Just like raising all these minimum wages, as you mentioned, to $15. It's going to raise the prices. And wages. The problem is wages are not rising. Well, you might get a few cents here and a few cents there, but it's not going to. The wages are not going to rise in order to pay for the increases in everything else. It's just not going to. It's not the same. Employment isn't the same as it once was. Because we have different structures. We have different structures in the employment arena. Various jobs. I mean, 20 years ago, you didn't have the globalization like you have today. You didn't have various different non-compete agreements that you have today. You didn't have that technology with the robots that you had today. You didn't have the de-unionization as you have today. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why these wages are not going to go up like they once did under maybe the same principles. But yet that's all we hear. Oh, wow, we're going to repatriate. It's going to trickle down. We're going to create all these jobs and wages are going to go up. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not. Oh, yeah, sure, there's going to be some sectors and so forth. But because of the structure of the employment the types of jobs there are, the economy that we have, the gig economy that we have anymore, it's a little more difficult to get those wages higher. They will not keep up with the rate of inflation.
Whenever you do raise them, people have to pay more for the product. Who wins? Nobody.
Nobody.
Everybody's prices go up. Nobody wins, except the ones that because you get a higher pay raise, you pay more in taxes. The government wins, but nobody else does. And, you know, we talk about Venezuela a lot. I know that. This story is laughable, but it's not funny. I got to share this. When Yolanda Abreu got her check for severance pay after 5 years working as a cardiologist, she let out a laugh of sheer disbelief. It was barely enough for a cup of coffee. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
5 years severance pay, barely pay for a cup of coffee. Like her, millions of Venezuelans have their salaries decimated by ramped up hyperinflation that is expected to drive prices up by 13,000% this year. Her story hit the headlines after she tweeted a photo of her check for $156,584.29 bolivars, which equates to about 20 cents on the black market. Melly, let that sink in a minute. That's phenomenal. I mean, 157,000 bolivars, roughly, worth about 20 cents. How are people surviving down there? I mean, how they paying their bills? I mean, this is 5 years severance pay. Well, buy a cup of coffee. And again, it's coming here. People crying for the same kind of programs they had in Venezuela, and as you said, they prospered when the oil prices are up. But when it dropped, their prosperity went away. But it can happen in America also. It is going to happen in America also. Whenever you have socialism, things do not hold together. Obviously, that's true. And you mentioned just about the retirement funds, whether it be government retirements or private retirements, they're falling away, aren't they?
They are. They can't control the, you know, the poor management. And we got record stock market prices, and they still have issues.
Yes.
They still can't fund them. Because they've promised something that could never be paid. They were promising, what, 8%, 9% over a year? It's like, what kind of investment does that? You know, over the years and the booms and the busts and inflation.
Exactly.
Hey, I hear the music. Yep, we're heading into a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Butch Pond. We'll be back right after these few short commercials.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is...
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. Give the folks at Discount Gold and Silver a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I know you want to carry on to the financial end, and so do I, but I just saw this one headline, and I know it's going to get you all fired up, so I don't know if I should
I don't get fired up, Melody. I stay calm all the time. Anyway, go ahead.
Did you know Caitlyn Jenner is going to marry?
Yes, I did. Another transgender, a woman who wants to be a man. Isn't that wonderful? You reckon I'll have children?
I have no idea. I don't even want to think about it. I just thought that was just... Anyway, let's move on.
I mean, how dare you? You must be a hate monger. I mean, how dare you? I mean, gee. Unbelievable.
I know. It's just, we do live in sorrow land, don't we?
Oh, we do. And that thing that calls itself a woman, she wears ugly in a bathing suit. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, we'll move on. I tell you what, folks, I know we get off the track here as far as financial goes, but we want you to learn about a lot of different things and see where we are, but also laugh a little bit, because even though we're going to hell in a handbasket, like I said, let's laugh a little bit together. But, you know, I got a question to ask you, Melanie, because I know you're really smart on stuff like this. You already know this is happening. The Turkish government has made the decisions to repatriate all the gold reserves that are currently held in the U.S. Federal Reserve System. You know that.
Yes, I do.
They were storing about 220 ton here in this country. And they also have toughened a stance against the U.S. dollar, declaring that international loans should be made in gold instead of American currency. Ankara is seeking to reduce its dependence on U.S. financial system. So I wonder, other nations have tried that, including Hussein and others have tried to do this and make their own, and so did, mine's going to blank, Gaddafi.
Libya.
Started to make their currencies backed by gold and do away with the U.S. dollar and everything else, and they were taken down. Could Turkey be playing with fire here, you think? Could this cause an armed conflict?
Well, I mean, they are part of NATO, so I don't know if they, you know, and I don't think... Libya and Iraq were, so I don't know if that makes a difference or not. However, it's certainly, I mean, we saw Iran started selling their oil in euros years ago, and it kind of makes you wonder. Shortly thereafter, we came up with the deal with their nuclear deal, and you know, this agreement with them, and gave them $150 billion. And I hear people say, "Well, you know, that was their money to begin with, you know, that we kept their money and so forth." I don't think it was. I'm not sure if it was $150 billion, but we gave it to them in cash, and so it's, you know, it's all linked together. It's just like Venezuela. The only way they're going to come out of their problem, and yes, we put sanctions on them, that we're trying to get rid of Maduro. They sold some of their gold. They still have some left. Maybe we want the rest of that too. But they're going to put, they want them to use dollars, U.S. dollars. It's the same thing that they did in Zimbabwe.
Well, from what I'm reading, they're dead set against that. Did Zimbabwe ever go to the dollar?
Yes, they did.
I mean, they had to. Their inflation was worse than Venezuela's. Yes, yes.
Yeah, they had to, and that's you know what the U.S. wants, but we never get the complete story. We only get bits and pieces, and we figure it out, and we have to dig for it. So, but we'll see what happens with Turkey. In Turkey, what's interesting is they're trying to tell the EU to criminalize any criticism of Islam.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
It really is. It really is. I mean, and if it gets to Europe, it'll get here eventually, as everything does. I mean, California's already on the verge of basically outlawing the Bible and any kind of moral teaching based on the Bible. Now, folks, I'm making it up. That's a bill already into the Senate. It looks like it could pass. I'm dead serious. So, yeah, why not? It's really kind of spooky. People don't think about this, but it could come a time, even in America, folks, when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sorry, started, by the way. And oppose immorality and offend somebody, which it always does, you can end up in jail and lose your property. And that could happen. It is happening. I mean, businesses right now are going to put out of business because they won't bake a cake for a sodomite couple or a lesbian couple. They're put out of business by the courts. And the Constitution be damned, so to speak. They don't care. They're going to have their way. Now, anything else along those lines, Melody?
No, but I did think you brought up Turkey, and with Turkey being a NATO member, I thought that was kind of interesting that they're now sort of making requests from the European Union. We'll see how it plays out. But you're right; it'll be here pretty soon too. And I saw something else here. This is the UN. To the U.S. This is an article written by Bob Unruh from the WND. It was dated. Well, I guess it was. I guess it's an old article, so I don't need to report on that. So,
okay,
it's not. Well, it's not current.
I mean, maybe more relevant than what it was, though. I mean, it may prove itself.
Well,
right.
it was about the United Nations and how they wanted the United States to pay the fair share to the Palestinians. But this was back in March. This was back in March. So we see what's happening since March and all the uprising over there and the move of the embassy. Pastor, but it all comes, it's all working together.
It is. And you were right, by the way. Trump is going to Dallas, Texas for the NRA, and also it's like he may be going to Jerusalem for the opening of the new embassy in Jerusalem, since we declared it to be the state, the capital of Israel. And all these things are playing out to fulfill prophecy, especially when in Israel, of course, obviously that's true, that's fulfilling prophecy. But we see it happening. And I wonder what's going to happen next. I mean, we see the Damascus in Isaiah chapter 17 is will be destroyed in the last days. We're seeing what's happening over there with the unrest and Damascus. Sorry, been hit a few times. So it makes you wonder, Melody, how close we are to total
Damascus hit a few times. Have you seen pictures of Damascus lately?
That's what I'm saying. Damascus,
it's rubble.
Yes, absolutely.
It's rubble.
Yes, it is.
It's basically rubble.
And whenever Damascus
they
is destroyed,
they're continued to be bombed by Israel. I mean, it's not weekly, or I don't know how often they do it, but they've been doing it for a very long time.
That's fulfilling prophecy. It truly, truly is. It really is. You know, you think with all this unrest, the people will be considering things for the future, but U.S. savings rate slides as spending outpaced income growth for 26 straight months. People are spending more than they're putting back. Spending more and more all the time. I guess they believe that Trump's got the economy fixed and they're going to keep on spending money. But whenever you spend yourself and prepare nothing for the future, Melody, everyone should know that that's eventually going to come to an end. You're going to have to come to a reckoning one day, are you not?
I think so.
So, and not only that, people are buying beyond their means, according to the article that I've been reading, because they think companies are going to get better, so they're spending more money actually than they're bringing in at the time in hopes that things are going to get better. That's playing right into the hands of poverty. You know, to outspend your means is really insane. No one can do anything about it with this U.S. government. Of course, they're going under with it, too. But this is happening in America. People are buying, going in debt, with the hope of paying it back. That's not very wise, is it?
No, and you know, I've said this for years and years and years. If you want to know the future, it's very easy to see what the economic future is. Perhaps not on a day-to-day basis, But we have a fiat currency, and it all comes back to that. There's only one direction that this is going. There's only one road that is available to us. There's no side cuts, shortcuts. I mean, there's one road. It's point A to point B. And we're almost at the point B where the dollar truly becomes worthless. And sure, there's a lot of little hills and bumps and potholes along the way, but we eventually get to the point where we're going to experience what Venezuela has experienced, that hyperinflation. And I hear the debates, oh, you'll have somebody come out and say, oh, well, we're not going to have hyperinflation, we're going to have deflation. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't been there. We might be experiencing both. We might experience one at one point in time or the other at another point in time. But it doesn't, the message is, as we go through these potholes and hills and so forth, your purchasing power declines. Your purchasing power declines. And it is that simple. And I get it, as long as, you know, the stock market is making record highs. Venezuela had record high stock market prices. And look at them. Five-year severance pay buys a cup of coffee. But yet their stock markets are hitting records. I don't know if they still are, but they were 6 months ago, 8 months ago.
And how do you wrap your mind around 13,000% inflation? How do you wrap your mind around that? I can't.
You can't until it happens.
No.
And then it's too late.
It is too late. And the people, I mean, we don't think about this. Those are people, real people. They have to eat. They have to have clothes in their back. They have to feed the children. They got to pay for the homes. These are real people. They're not just a figment of our imagination. These are real people that are desperately seeking a way to try to survive. And when it happens here, will we be more in chaos even than they are? I don't know. And it's going to happen here if something doesn't change. It's going to happen.
And we've been blessed. We've been lucky. I don't know if we've been blessed, and we've been lucky. And it's just a matter of time. And yeah, when you think about how simple viewing the our dollar declining in value, you know, because we have a fiat currency, because it isn't backed by anything, it has allowed the government to grow, it allowed all the social programs, it allowed the division of the citizens. That's why all these reports are always 50%. All these polls and everything, most of them are, close to 50-50. It's because we've been divided. And whether it was done by, part of it is, large part of it is by design.
Sure.
And a lot of it was done by corruption, greed, theft. I could sit here and make up all kinds of exciting stories and so forth, like you hear other analysts and so forth do. But the bottom line is, it's very simple to know what your future is. Very simple. It doesn't work with the fiat currency. The system collapses. The only thing that's kept it, it never has been successful. No. And the only reason we've been able to take it this far is because they globalized it. They globalized the fiat currency.
All we've done is pass our debt to somebody else. That's all we've done.
We passed it on somebody else. Temporarily.
Yep.
Now they've got their own debt, and they don't have anybody to pass. It's being passed back and forth.
Well, all empires do that. Rome did that. They went in debt and conquered more nations to pass the burden on somebody else. That's what they did. That's how Rome existed for a while. But when Rome fell, it fell hugely, in a huge way. America is going to fall also. An empire will not stand. It will self-destruct eventually. You can only go so far with what means you have, then you run out of means to continue it. You know that. You run out of money and men, and then it's over.
I hope that they are able to contain this for years. I don't think they will, but I don't think people get how nasty it's going to be.
No, they don't.
I mean, people don't get when silver is $100 and gold is $5,000. You don't understand how nasty it's going to be, and that will be one way in order to protect what we have, what you worked so hard for. You'll be protected. but we will all be affected by all those reasons, the fundamentals that raise those two monetary metals to the levels that they will go. And so, yeah, I think it's a blessing that they're able to take it another day. It gives people an opportunity to get their financial house in order. And if you don't get it in order, then you're neglecting your family, basically. And, you know, I'm kind of on this thing, you know, we talk about we're handing our debt down to our children and grandchildren. Well, if you get some gold today and you redistribute that to your children and grandchildren, it gives them an opportunity to protect their purchasing power.
Yes, it does.
So it is very important to get those worthless dollars instead of just sitting there in accounts and in the stock market where it's hitting all record highs. There's a whole lot more downside potential to the stock markets than there is upside, where gold is just the opposite. There's a lot more upside potential than down. So it depends on, you know, buy low, sell high. That's the theme. That's how people get wealthy. That's how you protect your purchasing power. And I think we're out of time.
We are.
800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you. I'm not quite sure if Dave Allen will be returning tomorrow as yet. He's still under the weather. But so you'll be here if possible. Until then,
I'll be right here.
All right. Be safe. Good night. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today.
A penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams.